Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Nick Caserio joins us in about 30 minutes. He joins us at the bottom of the hour. Jose Abreu optioned to West Palm Beach yesterday to work on some things. Here was Dana Brown, Astros general manager, discussing that decision.
I just wanted to let the group know that we had a great meeting and good conversation with Jose Abreu. And in the middle of that conversation, we got into some really good things about what we could do to get Jose Abreu back to, you know, what he was doing last year, sort of like September, October in the postseason. And both sides were really engaged in this meeting. And through this meeting, we decided to option Jose Abreu to West Palm Beach effective tomorrow to get him some at-bats and to get his rhythm and timing back right. And so hopefully, and we're actually confident that we're going to get him down there and work on specific things like rhythm and timing and keeping your head on the ball and things like that. And hopefully we'll have him back here as soon as possible.
Okay. So that last part there, hopefully we have him back here as soon as possible. Me, I hope he stays away for as long as the team is winning. You know, they've won three in a row here. It's going to be hard for him to look awful in West Palm Beach. Like, my guess is that it's going to look like he's got some timing back. There's no big league pitchers down there throwing to him, you know?
I mean, the one thing that Espada brought up that gave him hope was that his bat speed is still really good, you know, and batting practice, he's doing great. Well, like, yeah, when the timing and anticipation, reaction, all that doesn't matter, sure, then it's easy. It's like going to a batting cage and you know, having it on a medium setting. So you're right. I don't know exactly how much he's going to see down there that isn't promising.
Yeah.
It's all really that adjusting to big league pitchers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If you send him down to AAA, he might rake. But there's a really good chance that at his age, he's just lost that twitch from a reaction standpoint to be able to do it. I worry a little bit that they're going to delude themselves into thinking, oh, yeah, now he's back, and then he'll come back up, and how much time are they going to give him when he comes back up? That's
the
huge
question. That's the big question, because I think if I had to guess, you're absolutely right. How long do you give him if and when you bring him up? Because here's the thing. We know two things. If I were handicapping Jose Abreu getting into an Astros uniform and playing for the Astros again, the reason I would bet yes, and I wouldn't bet a ton on it, because he is super bad at baseball. Like, there's a chance he goes down there and he looks just as lost, you know? Like,
if he was playing first base adequately, I might feel better about it.
There's that. Right, I didn't even think about that.
Lost at baseball in general.
In general, yeah. So, but the two things that would make me think he's going to get another shot at this is, one, the Astros are going to do everything they can, exhaust every last bit of every option, every bit of instruction to him they are going to squeeze every bit of blood out of this stone they possibly can to get a return on their investment. That's number one. Number two, what's your plan B right now at first base? He's not getting displaced because you went and signed Brandon Belt or something like that. He's not getting displaced because you made a trade for an available first baseman who's light years better than him. The plan B is that John Singleton played last night, and I know John Singleton had a home run last night. He's been horrible this year too, just not nearly as horrible as Jose Abreu. So the plan B ain't all that great either. So I think he is back at some point. I think they're going to hope and pray that the Jose Abreu they got in September and in the playoffs last year is in there somewhere. They all but said that yesterday. So, yeah, I think he'll be back at some point.
You never know. One thing I know from listening to our station and that I've learned from Henry Winkler, it might be age-related macular degeneration. and I don't know, whatever Henry Winkler is hawking on our station to fix age-related macular degeneration in his eyesight, maybe it's as simple as that. And maybe, honestly, on a serious note, laser eye surgery, whatever, it might be his eyesight. I don't know, something. Can you give him whatever gray area PEDs you can give him right now? Maybe we look into that a little bit. Amphetamines, I don't know. Just, you said anything, Sean. Anything. So I'm just, let's everybody turn off their iPhones. Let's get in a room and let's brainstorm. Steroids, designer drugs, GHB. I don't know what the kids are doing these days, but my God, do it for Abreu.
Yeah, people are texting in. Dubon, first base. I think that's in response to my saying they don't really have a plan B. And in a perfect world, you don't want Mauricio Dubon as your everyday first baseman.
It's going to be probably a committee of, for now, John Singleton, Dubon, Trey Cabbage possibly at moments, and then Loperfido, obviously, who's played 20-some games at first base in professional baseball since he came up. And, yeah, Dubon, it's not like Dubon is super comfortable and natural there yet, but he's better than Abreu, I'm guessing, on an inning in and inning out basis.
Yeah, someone's saying all caps. Yordan Alvarez at first base. Yordan Alvarez hasn't played any first base since he's been with the Astros. Like
they were working at it.
Yeah.
The fact that they're more comfortable, they've played him many, many times in left field, and yet, despite working on it, haven't played at first base. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I don't need Yordan Alvarez, who's your most important hitter, having the mental burden of having to learn a new position in June. I don't need that. That's not a solution. It's not a viable solution. Oh, Seth, you know what? As we're kind of workshopping here, what some solutions for Jose Abreu could be? Have they checked his sleep? Remember that with Josh James? Remember?
Yeah. No, good call.
Yeah.
You might have sleep apnea.
Dr. Ben Salento, man. Yeah, yeah. Check his sleep, dude. Could be sleep related. You never know.
It's big.
Never know.
I did my sleep test last year for the first time.
How'd it go?
I have apnea when I'm on my back.
Okay.
So she said she's cool with me as long as I hardly ever sleep on my back. So usually what'll happen is when I fall asleep and I'm on my back, I'll wake up startled feeling like somebody's been trying to strangle me. But it's always like in the sleep study, it was always like at the beginning of the night and everything. So she wasn't worried about it. She's like, just, sleep on your side.
Okay. Yeah. Keep an eye on it.
I don't want to go into a deep dive on it. There's different types of apnea, and she's not as concerned about it.
Gotcha. Mine, okay. Yeah. I had the bad kind. And lots of
the bad
of it,
kind.
And
lots a lot of football it. Players have it. If it's created at your brain level, then which a lot of football players have because of past trauma, that's a really scary one. So you had the scary one.
Yeah, super scary. And I had more than they'd ever seen at any other sleep test. I had it really bad.
Ever?
Ever. Record setting.
You get a plaque for that?
Record setting. Record setting.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That's
scary, man.
It was big getting it fixed. Absolutely, it was scary. Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, well, how many times a night were you waking up?
It was like, it was dozens of times an hour that I would. Like, it was...
How did you function?
Exactly. Exactly.
You never seemed, like, miserable or anything.
Well, I was probably getting to that stage at some point, I would imagine. But yeah, it was...
You feel miserable on the inside, but, like, outwardly, you're
I'm dead
clown.
On the inside, yeah, but... Yes, the sad clown. Exactly.
I'm sorry. Now I feel bad about every time I've ever been mean to you.
It was long before you and I were doing a show together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't feel bad.
Then
yeah.
I was being mean to you behind your back, so it's not every... Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I feel bad for plotting to get you out of the organization many years ago.
Yeah, it was sleep, man.
Turns out you were just sleep apnea.
I was just sleep deprived. deprived. That's all. That's all.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
text message echoing something that I know is in the rundown, and I don't know if you said it out loud. Abreu needs to risk it in juice.
Right, yeah.
Did you say that out loud?
Yes, steroids, peptides, designer drugs, the things that
anything.
The kids are... Whatever the scoundrels are doing these days, just go for it. The other thing I wonder, too, the simulator. They're doing so much good stuff with like simulators these days that maybe there's something... Maybe there is something technology-wise that they can get them into and figure out. I don't even... You know, and Sean, I hope I never even hear about it. I hope it's something that's so cutting-edge... That nobody even knows, and the Astros are the only team that's doing it.
Yes. To be clear, I don't care how Jose Abreu turns into a functional major leaguer again.
Yeah.
I don't need to be told. I don't want to be told. And especially if it's violating rules, I definitely don't want to be told. I just want to get him. You know what I want, Seth? I want a 750 OPS. That's all I want.
It's kind of like when the U.S. military would have, they would contract out their interrogations. Something that they would have another country that maybe, I don't know, just, hey, can you interrogate these people for
us? Right,
and,
right.
Hey, we don't do business a certain way. But could you please interrogate these people
for us? You could do that for us.
I think that's what the Astros should do. They should send them to Albania or something. Please, whatever you do, we're not going to ask any questions. Just fix this creature somehow. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And when he comes back, 20 pounds heavier with big veiny arms and no, you know, less body fat and everything. We won't ask any questions.
Nope.
We'll be on about our business.
We just want him to hit. That's all. This is a desperation text here. Michael Brantley's still with the team, right? Wasn't he working at first base a little last year? Michael Brantley's retired. He's with the team on occasion in an advisory role. They're not ready to roll him out there at first base.
Yeah, Bagwell's still with the team, too.
Why not put him? He actually
Biggio's
played
still
first
with the
base.
Team.
Yeah.
Hey, Reggie, we got Reggie Jackson in the organization.
That's true. That's
why not
true.
Roll him out there? How much older is he than Tyson?
Yeah.
Tyson's still doing professional sports.
Biggio's with the team, too, now. I mean, that's three Hall of Famers right there.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Nick Caserio joins us at 7:30 on the show today. Up next... teams are handing out fifth-year options to their draftees from 2021. The Texans are not one of them. The Texans don't have a first-round pick from that year. But I do think it gives a window into something that Seth has been saying about quarterbacks and gives us a window into something the Texans are going to be dealing with next season. We will get to that. And Nick Caserio at the bottom of the hour. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.